France's largest charity has issued their annual poverty report, which revealed that the overall number of poor people continues to increase in one of the world's wealthiest nations. Those living under the poverty line increased by 0.3% this year, but that follows a huge jump of 3% in 2016. A whopping 9 million people now live under the poverty line, which is set at 1,015 euros per month. That is one out of every 7 people, or 14% of the population. Some groups are more hurt by poverty than others.
It's always women and children who are the most affected by poverty due to single-parent households. The shocking trend we have noticed in the last 5 or 6 years is an increasing number of married couples with children who are unable to find work and thus cannot protect their household from the ravages of poverty.
The main drivers of poverty are a constantly rising cost of living combined with stagnant wages and reduced government services in the age of austerity. In concrete terms, that means ever-rising costs for housing, food, and energy, combined with the costs of filling the gap created by governmental abandon, along with the fear of asking for a much-needed raise because firing has been made easier despite rampant unemployment. And this is all amid France's record corporate profits, fueled by the 7th best worker productivity rates in the world. The study revealed that 68% of people aided by the charity were unemployed, but 17% of recipients were part of the rising number of what's termed the working poor.
The main cause of this increase in poverty is the mass unemployment in France. Equally important has been the huge transformation in the labor market over the past decade toward an American-style system, which is based on instability and insufficient part-time work.
A major driver of abject poverty is that 40% of those eligible for welfare do not claim it, totaling 5.3 billion euros in undistributed benefits. This total is 31 times greater than the amount which is claimed fraudulently each year, which is just 170 million euros. The charity criticized France's mainstream media for focusing on phony claims instead of better informing people of their rights. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.